You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. This is Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Carrie Lutz. Well, we're always looking for different ways to invest, always looking to find you different ways to help you achieve your goals. I think we got a good one today. Dave Wolcott is with us now. His site you should go to is pantheoninvest.com. Alternate investing, maybe not the cryptocurrencies, but real estate in things that the ordinary person wouldn't necessarily think about when seeking alternatives for their your hard-earned savings. And Dave, it's great to have you on the show. So you're former Marine captain. I guess you're used to dealing with things under pressure. What have you ever seen a more highly charged investment atmosphere than what we're going through now?
Hey, Carrie, grateful to be here to connect with you and your audience. That is definitely the question of the day. With the fallout in the banking industry just 2 weeks ago now, it's pretty crazy. I think we really are in the middle of a global reset that's going on. And there's so many underpinnings at different levels around the world that I think not everyone is necessarily tying together. They're just kind of looking at, just in one dimension. But when you tie all these things together, the energy crisis, the war in Ukraine, what's happening with the BRIC nations, the move towards a central digital currency, you're absolutely right. There's a major shift going on right now.
So then the question is, transitions are very dangerous periods of time for individuals on a personal level, on certainly an economic level, and maybe the United States is no longer going to be the epicenter of the global financial system. I think we're self-immolating faster than anybody could have ever anticipated. Just because your country's going down doesn't mean you have to go down with it, does it?
No, not at all. And that's really core to our investment thesis in the book I published called The Holistic Wealth Strategy. And it's really all about creating a strategy, Carrie, right? Because when you can have a strategy and a process and a system around building your wealth, you naturally create these barriers and parameters for your decision making, right? And that's where most people go wrong in terms of investing, because of the psychology of it, the emotion to it, right? We get excited about an opportunity and we might get overly aggressive, or we have scarcity mentality like what's happening right now, right? The world is falling. So we just kind of want to conserve, right? But at the same time that, all of these things are happening, there's going to be amazing opportunities and more millionaires created than ever before, the internet happened, right? So how do you maximize these opportunities? How do you mitigate these risks that you have? Because I think ultimately that's what people are looking for in terms of building wealth. It's actually, if you look at a deeper level, it's all about creating freedom in your life, right? Having freedom of money create the experiences you want with you and your family, to have freedom of time, right? To be able to work, when it is that you want. Also having freedom of relationships, right? And working and spending time with those people that, inspire you, bring you up to your next level versus people you taking away from that. So when you have an overarching strategy, you can really make decisions for the long term. And if you look at the investment decisions that are made from sovereign wealth funds, from family offices, ultra high net worth, we've gone through many cycles and we will always go through cycles and pandemics and all of these types of things. So what is the differentiator that really helps people, weather the storm, get through to the other side and even stronger? right? And I believe that's creating a strategy.
All right. Well, you know what Mike Tyson said, everybody has a plan until you get hit in the head, right?
Very true.
Yeah. So how do you formulate a strategy that's actually going to work, that you can actually, it's practical, that you can actually follow? It seems like there's a lot of people selling systems that just might be great, but they just don't work.
Yeah, well, I believe it's a system and really a framework, right? So certainly there's, you know, if you're in the trading environment, you've got all kinds of, you know, technical systems, like at a very detailed tactical level, right? So we're talking about a strategic level. So, you know, the first one, you know, this is all encompassed with, you know, actually creating a vision for yourself around what wealth actually is. Right? Because I'm sure it means something different to you than it does to me, than it does to other people, right? So really getting crystal clear clarity on what your vision statement is. I mean, what's the first thing you do? You know, you just got back from a trip yourself, and the first thing you do is, you know, you set the GPS and your coordinates, or you book the flight to the destination that you're going to. But oftentimes, you know, we don't really spend enough time on that in life. You know, where is it that you want to get to? What does that look like? What does that lifestyle look like for me? Because then you can start to build to that. And what I find fascinating about this process is that in some cases, sometimes it doesn't even necessarily take money. So for instance, you know, my parents are getting much older and I want to be able to spend more time with them. Right. So I've now created a goal, which has now become a habit that, I'll spend at least, you know, two trips a year to have some quality time with them. And that was, you know, that was came out of creating that vision. And then once you have the vision in place, we have five phases that we move into, Carrie. And the first one is all the fact of really understanding that you are your greatest asset. Okay, so every time I make an investment in my health, in my mindset, in my education, I've at least 10x'd the ROI on that. And that comes through all kinds of different things. So, and typically in Wall Street, right, you know, they're getting you to think that you're not smart enough to manage your own money. Everything is too complicated and everything, right? But when you understand that, you know, you're your biggest asset, you start to invest there, you start to create really ambitious goals for yourself, you create habits that support that, you can really accomplish a lot. And then we move into phase two. And in phase two, it's really all around increasing your IQ. Right? Because really part of the formula to wealth also is wealth is equal to your financial IQ plus your mindset IQ plus your physical capital plus your relationship capital, right? When you can put all of those things together, you really start compounding, right? And so, you know, just like you've got a great show here and you're bringing in super interesting guests on different opportunities, tax strategies, right? I mean, if you didn't listen to this show or others like it, how would you know of these opportunities? You wouldn't even know they existed, you know? So really trying to increase your financial IQ, get a lot smarter about that. And again, you know, how important mindset is. You know, what is the difference between, you know, Elon Musk, who's working on a space program at the same time he's got multiple other companies and he just, you know, exited from PayPal. What is the difference between him and someone you went to high school with who's in the same job, in the same community, you know, who's really flat? It's all mindset.
You know, most of my friends don't have Asperger's, so I'd say I'd start there, but
yeah,
you know, curiousness. There are certain people that's just once in a generation and, you know, they are the leading global thinker of a generation.
Yeah.
And clearly he's a Gen Xer. I guess he qualifies as an Xer because he's 51. So, yeah, but we can't all be like Elon Musk, but we can think like him to some extent, can't we?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Goldterra Resource Corp is a gold exploration company that has assembled a highly prospective district-scale land position on the doorstep of the city of Yellowknife in Canada's Northwest Territories. Goldterra is currently focused on expanding and delineating gold resources at the company's Yellowknife City Gold Project, with a goal of discovering over 5 million ounces. With ready access to infrastructure and multiple high-grade gold discoveries, Goldterra is on track to re-establishing Yellowknife as one of the premier gold mining districts in Canada. Goldterra trades as YGT in Toronto and YGTFF on the OTC. For more information, go to goldterracorp.com. That's goldterracorp.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
You can. It's really amazing. And if you think about the brain, right? I mean, the human brain has, we probably have like 60,000 thoughts that are going through our mind every day, right? And we were trained, we were put on earth to sense danger, right? So we kind of wake up in the morning and you have this whole scarcity, right, in your mind. But what are you doing to actually manage your mind and control your emotions, right? And move towards that vision that you've created. And once you can start kind of, you know, developing your mindset, it actually becomes a really powerful capability, right? And if you look at any of the thought leaders out there today, I mean, you know, they have this type of mindset. And you can have it too with the proper development, right?
So success is more of a mindset than it is a particular plan or pattern that you do, because when you have the success mindset, then the opportunities tend to unveil themselves over time, don't they?
Yeah, 100%.
All right. So just give us tell us about some people that you've helped who kind of were in a rut and really didn't know what to do, where to go, and how to get there. Just give us an example.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, I think this isn't for the 95% out there. This is, you know, this kind of strategy is for the 1%, right, who really want to next level the game and continue the strategy. I mean, you know, the majority of, you know, what's kind of coming out of Wall Street in this $30 trillion financial services industry is, you know, products and solutions, right, that meet the masses. Okay. But like for me, right, on October 24th, 2000, my wife and I actually had triplets and we had an 18-month-old toddler, right? So we quadrupled the size of our family overnight. And the biggest thing that was in my mind was, how am I going to provide for financial security for my family? You know, I grew up in a middle-class family. I didn't have everything. You know, there was a lot of scarcity mentality going on. So I needed to figure out, you know, how are the top 1% really building their wealth, right? What are the strategies, the tactics, the mindset, and things like that? So I put myself on this obsessive journey to really figure out, you know, what is the solution? And this is kind of, you know, what I've developed over time. And by putting this, you know, all of these pieces into place, what I realize is that you can really achieve exponential growth. So again, from like a Wall Street perspective, let's say you have $1,000 worth of Tesla stock. That's all you have is $1,000. And you're hoping that it can do only one thing, which is go up in value, right? But in reality, it can go sideways. It could go down in value. But let's say you have something like a piece of like an apartment building, a multifamily real estate syndication or something, right? In that case, you're getting tax efficiency, you're getting predictable passive income, and you're also getting forced appreciation, so upside potential on the other side, right? So you've got now an investment that can win three-dimensionally, right, versus this one-dimensional thing. And you start to put all of these things together, right, and you start to see a real big compounding effect of tax savings. So, you know, we didn't even talk about this, Carrie, right? You know, and that's part of our third phase, right, which is all about creating an infrastructure, you know, to be able to support your journey. And part of that involves, you know, having a proactive tax strategy. You just had a great tax strategist, you know, on your show recently that talks about all of the different, you know, moves that you can make as a business owner and investor, and, you know, removing your top three biggest wealth destroyers is part of the strategy, right? And those are taxes, stock market losses over time, and government-sponsored qualified plans, right? So how can we mitigate those and then optimize, you know, our existing portfolio, right? That's kind of part of the strategy.
All right. Well, I like it. So in any event, how do people reach out to you? How do they connect with you on the web, Dave?
Yeah, sure. If folks are interested and want to learn a little bit more about the strategy, you can go to our website, pantheoninvest.com/wealth-strategy. And we have some free book resources there. And of course, there's links to, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, if you want to check out the book.
All right. Excellent. And there's a link to your site in the show notes of this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Make sure you go to the site, sign up for your free newsletter. Dave, very interesting. I wish you the best, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Carrie. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.